From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms Indonesia and Micronesia share roles in facing global challenges. Government targets 2 million visitors to Borobudur Temple per year, and here's the news in detail. President Joko Widodo stated, as fellow archipelago countries, Indonesia and Micronesia share real roles and contribution in addressing global challenges, especially in facing climate change, blue economy, good maritime governance, and the achievement of sustainable development goals. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo at a bilateral meeting with Federated States of Micronesia President Wesley Simina during the first high-level meeting of the ACE Forum on Wednesday. The high-level meeting, themed Fostering Collaboration, Enabling Innovation for Our Ocean and Our Future, was held on October the 10th to 11th in Bali, where Indonesia invited its fellow island archipelago countries to share their struggles in facing global issues, including climate change. Indonesian government is targeting to increase the number of visitors, both domestic and foreign, to the Borobudur Temple up to 2 million per year. It was calculated by the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry. It is almost 2 million per year if considering the ratio of Buddhists around the world. Director General of Buddhist Community Development at the Ministry of Religious Affairs Supriyadi to the press on Wednesday said his side is supporting the Borobudur Temple area as a priority tourism destination, as well as a place for Indonesian and global Buddhist communities to carry out worship activities. Secretary of the Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs Susiwiono Mugiarto said the government has continued to develop the national logistics ecosystem to support Logistic Reform 4.0. The government's efforts are to develop the NLE, began with the issuance of Presidential Regulation No. 26/2012 concerning the blueprint for the development of the national logistics system, followed by the issuance of Economic Policy Package Phase 15 in 2017 for business development and supporting the competitiveness of national logistics service providers. According to Bukiarso in an official statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, the effort to improve the national logistics system have produced results, with the national dwelling time in August 2033 reaching 2.52 days, exceeding the target of 2.9 days, and leading in the ASEAN region, only slightly below Singapore. And we appreciate national logistics. Synergy and collaboration for the acceleration of basic services, or SCALA, a partnership program between Indonesia and Australia, was officially launched in Gorontalo on Wednesday by Regional Secretary Budianto Siddiqui and the Australian Consul General in Makassar, Todd Diaz. SCALA aims to support the reduction of poverty and inequality by increasing the availability of basic services for a program. We'll also cover planning and budgeting, as well as strengthening perspective and the mainstreaming of gender equality, disability, and social inclusion. The winner of last month's parliamentary elections in Slovakia has agreed to form a coalition government. Robert Fico's populist left-wing Smer SSD party won the vote with pledges to halt military aid to Ukraine, but denied being pro-Russian. As reported by BBC.com, Mr. Fico, who has previously served as Slovakia's prime minister, signed a deal on Wednesday with his centre-left class and nationalist SNS parties. Together, they will control 79 seats in a 150-seat parliament. It is not yet known how the parties will fill ministerial posts to form a new government, chaired by Mr. Fico, but it seems clear that a key aim will be to end Slovakia's support for Kyiv. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu boasted in August that the Palestinian issue had become a mere checkbox for Arab states that were looking to establish ties with the Jewish state, suggesting that it was a matter of lip service to an outdated cause. As reported by CNN.com, the Palestinian issue, he said, is brought up a lot less than you think in negotiations with Arab states. A month later, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman acknowledged the existence of talks to normalize relations with Israel. In return for recognition, he said, Israel would have to ease the life of the Palestinians, stopping short of calling for a Palestinian state and effectively abandoning a two-decade-old Saudi pledge to only make peace with Israel after it fully withdraws from the land it occupies. Malaysia's government has agreed an allocation of about 168.7 million ringgit Malaysia, or around $35.4 million, to address the traffic congestion at the country's entry points, including the land checkpoints connecting the country to Singapore. As reported by CNA.com, Deputy Prime Minister Fadila Yusof said on Wednesday, the amount will be allocated to carry out three physical projects and provide incentives for immigration officers at the entry points. He added that the incentive involved those working at Johor Bahru's Customs, Immigration and Quarantine Complex of Bangunan Sultan Iskandar and the Sultan Abu Bakar Complex, the ports of entry used by those traveling from Singapore. Listener, was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In celebrating the 78th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia's independence, 30 years of diplomatic relations with Kazakhstan, and 78 years of Indonesian national military, the Indonesian Embassy in Astana, Kazakhstan, hosted a diplomatic reception of the Kaz Drama Theater in Astana on October 8. Cultural, culinary, and Indonesian-Kazakhstan collaboration of a batik show, along with promotion of Indonesian products and tourism, enlivened the event. The event was made even more noteworthy with the pentahelix celebration on which Indonesian ambassador to Kazakhstan and Tajikistan, Fazrul Rahman, invited representatives from five key sectors of Indonesia-Kazakhstan diplomacy, including the government, business, academia, the media, and communities, who are the foundation of close relation between the two countries. Ambassador M. Fazrul Rahman, in his speech, described the historical development of both countries, as well as the cooperation that has taken place this year to commemorate 30 years of diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Kazakhstan. Representing the government of Kazakhstan, Minister of National Economy for the government of Kazakhstan, Alibek Kwantirov, attended the event and spoke, during which he emphasized the value of friendship for both parties' advancement. This occasion is also a form of commemoration of the twin-sister capital relationship between Nusantara IKN, the new capital of Indonesia, and Astana, which was formally established on July 3, 2023. Astana is the first twin city in the history of Nusantara. Last year, the trade value of economic cooperation reached $700 million. Investment also experiences a rapid increase in 2023 with the arrival of investment from three Kazakh companies, which have submitted letters of interest and MOUs to invest in the Indonesia's new capital. This development will continue to advance. 2023 is the year when visa on arrival will begin to be implemented for citizens of Kazakhstan visiting Indonesia. High-level officials from both countries have visited one another, demonstrating the diplomatic ties between the two nations. A number of cooperation accomplishments have been made, including educational cooperation, the opening of flight links between the two nations, and other business and investment cooperation. Spectacular display of Indonesian arts and culture, pencaksilat, traditional dance, fashion exhibits, and collaborative arts from Indonesia and Kazakhstan in the form of collaborative dance and batik were highlighted at this event.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history on October 12th with the event in 1968, the independence of Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea is a country located on the west coast of Central Africa with an area of approximately 28,000 square kilometers. Equatorial Guinea is the only sovereign African country with Spanish as the official language. Even though the name of this country contains the word equatorial, astronomically this country does not cross the equator. Equatorial Guinea is a former Spanish colony and became the independent on October 12, 1968, which eventually became the Republic of Equatorial Guinea. Francisco Macias Nguema was elected as the first president. We move to the next event in 2002, Bali bomb tragedy. On October 12, 2002, there were three bomb explosions in Bali. The 2002 Bali bombings, also known as the Bali bombings 1, were a series of three bombings that occurred on the evening of 12 October 2002. The first two explosions occurred at the Paddy's Pub and Sari Club on Jalan Legian, Kuta, Bali, while the latest explosion occurred near the United States Consulate General Office. It was recorded that 203 people were victims and 209 people were injured. Most of the victims were foreign tourists who were visiting the location, which is a tourist spot. This incident is considered the worst terrorist event in Indonesian history. We end Today in History with the event about National Museum Day. National Museum Day is celebrated every October 12th. This commemoration day was established in 2015 at the Indonesian Museum Conference in Malang, East Java, while October 12th was chosen based on the date of the first Indonesian Museum Conference in Yogyakarta, October 12th, 1962. The meeting produced 10 important resolutions for National Museum. And that's Today in History.
Sekarang asal.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's My Indonesia, Environment and Forestry Ministry affirms collaboration revives sustainable blue economy. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar emphasized the importance of increasing collaboration between island and archipelagic countries to generate sustainable blue economy by optimizing the blue economy from managing the marine and coastal sector. In her opening remarks at the high-level Blue Economy Dialogue of the Archipelagic and Island States Forum in Bali, Monday, Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that the blue economy concept is a holistic concept that encourages economic growth as well as environmental sustainability, social inclusion, and strengthening marine ecosystem. She revealed that to create the blue economy, one of the supports for sustainable world economic growth, collaboration is needed from the island and archipelagic countries that are members of the AIS Forum. According to her, the ocean is under pressure from many human activities, driven by meeting the needs for food, water, energy, medicine, transportation, trade, and recreation. Those various pressures encourages habitat destruction, overfishing, pollution, and irregular coastal development, thereby threatening marine resources and ocean services that support life and the balance of nature. Through the momentum of the AIS Forum, the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, invited the leaders of island and island countries to focus on working together across sectors at all levels of government to ensure a sustainable blue economy develops for all. According to him, unifying the thoughts of leaders, academics, experts, and business leaders is very important to further accelerate collaborative action through a harmonized vision among island and archipelagic countries. Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar revealed that many attempts have been made in the mangrove ecosystem or mangrove forest in Indonesia to strengthen the coastal resilience of Indonesian island, which is adjusted with the efforts of encourage the revival of a sustainable blue economy, especially for local communities. This is because mangrove ecosystem have been proven to provide very important ecosystem services for local communities, but also play a large role in the global population. And that's My Indonesia.
Uh-huh. terindukan di hari nanti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today we introduce to you one of the typical dances from Pamekasan Regency on Madura Island in East Java, Pecut Dance. Pecut Dance is called Pecut Dance or Cambuk Dance, literally means whip dance. The Pecut or Pecut Dance is traditional dance originating from the village of Palenggaan Daja. The dance is called Cambuk or whip dance because the dancer use whips to perform this dance. It is danced by both men and women and is usually performed before the Karapan Sapi or bull racing event to entertain spectators as well as to liven up the event. When dancing, the dancers wear uniforms made of a combination of different colors, yellow, green, and red. They also wear accessories like scarf, flags, and whip. Pecut dance is unified dance movement, where the existence of these movements is closely related to each other. One movement supports the other movement. All these movements give birth to complete meaning of the whip dance performance. Pecut dance moves are fairly simple. Some say that the dance movement is modification of those of pencaksilat. The dance movement simplicity is one of the folk dance characteristics. Most of the movements are repetition and not too concerned with beauty. All that is needed is the intended desire and goal. The pecut or pecut dance is accompanied by the beats or tuk-tuk, a type of traditional percussion music and typical Madurese saronen music. Saronen music itself consists of saronen, a typical Madurese wind instrument, gongs, drums, and kenong. While dancing, pecut dance demonstrate several movements. Among them are the flower sprinkling or tabur bunga, praying or doa, tongkul pecut, onclang, tabangan, mokal sape, and kemenangan or victory movement. Flower sprinkling movement aims to honor the gods. Praying movement means that every time before doing something, one must start with a prayer to God. The Tonggul Pecat movement means Madurese people are firm in their stance. The Onslang movement means every human being needs, helps, and respects each other as a characteristic of social being. The Tabangan movement illustrates human readiness to face life challenges. The Mokol Sape movement means harmony and harmony between humans, nature, and creator. The Victory movement is an expression of happiness and gratitude to the God. That's Indonesian wonder.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan, dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau lakukan baik dan buruk bagiku, tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Miscellany for today has a topic: Wonder First, Indonesia platform, support, tourism, and the creative economy promotion in the virtual world. Listeners, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno launched Wonder First, Indonesia platform to advance tourism and the creative economy and promote the beauty and uniqueness of Indonesia through virtual means. Sandiaga Uno stated that the nation's masterpiece, One the First Indonesia, presents for tourism and economic actors to promote their products digitally. According to him, there is a potential of $800 billion in the digital world. So, this opportunity must be seized. Meanwhile, Chief Operating Officers Kolare Advertising Network Pradana HS stated that this platform functions as a facilitator for players in the tourism and creative economy industry in the digital world, especially to promote their products in the gaming world, with the hope of promoting Indonesia to increase the potential number of visits from potential tourists and also increasing and promoting all areas of the creative economy, especially fashion, culinary, and craft. WonderFest Indonesia consists of several digital world features, namely Lobby, Wonder Real, Wonder Goods, and Wonder Fun. Each feature has its own function. The lobby is a place to interact for the first time with other users, see various Indonesian animals, and can interact with virtual assistant. Namely, Maya Wonder Real is an Indonesian tourism promotion showcase with 360 video and image features, as well as a place to purchase plane tickets. Wonder Goods is a promotional showcase for Indonesia's creative economy, which consists of various micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, and brands. Wonder Fun is a place for users to play mini games, watch dances and music concert, and various other fun. Wonder First Indonesia is currently integrated with Garuda Indonesia and is in development with Warner Music Indonesia and Jack Close, several MSME partners who have also collaborated with Wonder First Indonesia, cover three main subsectors of the creative economy, namely fashion, crafts, and culinary. Apart from that, Wonder First Indonesia will also be integrated with the payment gateway system to maximize the payment process. Wonder First Indonesia can be accessed at www.wonderfirstindonesia.com. Wonder First can also be downloaded especially for Android smartphone users who get the early access version on the Google Play Store. That's Miss Seleni.
Kau hari ini serasa hampa hati tanpa kehadiranmu. Kemana kau menghilang? Biasanya kau di sini menemani aku mengawali hari. Sebagian orang mereka menghindarimu. Kau tak bisa mati. Adakah mereka tahu?
Di saat engkau hadir, bumi kelihatan indah. Kemana kau pergi, aku merindukanmu. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, wahai mentariku. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, bersinarlah kembali. Ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Tiada anak kecil berlarian di taman. Tiada bunga-bunga berkembang tanpamu. Aku berharap mega mendung awan hitam itu cepat berlalu. Ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Aku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Oh, yeah. Ta da ta 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 ta. All right. Na 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 na.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner. In today's Music Corner, we are going to discuss a song sung by Fatur. Fatur entered the Indonesian music industry with the music group Java Jive as a vocalist. However, after releasing 4 albums with Java Jive, namely You Are the Most Beautiful, Gerangan Cinta, Buah Hati, and Dia, Fatur chose to resign in May 2000. In the same year, Fatur's name as a soloist soared through the song Kulakukan Semua Untukmu, which was a duet with Nadila. In fact, before releasing the song Kulakukan Semua Untukmu and before separating from Java Jive, Fatur had already released his first solo album. The mainstay song on the album is called Selalu Untuk Selamanya, which was released in 1997. So listener, here is the song by Fatur with Selalu Untuk Selamanya.
Termenung di keningmu, inilah caramu untuk membuktikan cintamu. Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Adakah cinta yang tak pernah berakhir? Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Adakah cinta yang tak pernah berakhir? Selalu
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Meskipun hatiku memilihmu.